Hello again.
Hello.
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm trying to say hello before you say hello.
Oh, no. This is the way it goes. I say hello and welcome to another episode of Tip That Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
And now we can start the show properly.
I know. I just wanted to do it differently.
Well, we have a format. We're 9 episodes in and we should be doing things consistently.
I don't care.
People expect things after 8 episodes, and if we start fucking up the formula, no one's going to listen to our show, okay? Don't fuck with the formula.
I know, but I get bored with the formula.
There's a formula for a reason. We have an audience of...
No, I just wanted to say hello before you said hello.
Okay, well... Now, have you got that out of your system?
Yeah.
All right, good. All right. Hello again, and welcome to another episode of Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric, and her name is Rochelle, the interrupter. And and here we go. So we're at day 6 of the cleanse, and it's not as bad as...
Tomorrow's going to be the last day.
Tomorrow's the last day. We've been chucking down colon cleansing laxative things.
No, they're not laxatives.
Well, they're not laxatives. Well, they clean?
They clean, but they don't lack... They're not laxatives.
Well,
if they were laxatives, you'd be like running into the bathroom and peeing out of your bum.
Well, I haven't been doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't know. These kind of taste weird and gross when they go down, and then kind of.
You taste them?
Well, you can kind of. Well, actually, I do
they're
taste
capsules.
They're capsules, but I do taste them when I sometimes burp later. You know how you can sometimes taste stuff.
Ew.
You've never had a post-hot dog burp?
No, I've never had a post-capsule burp.
Well, they taste like bark.
I haven't noticed it.
Exactly. We're going to be doing something which we haven't done since the very first episode of Tip Tap Dip. We're going to be doing another episode of True Newfoundland Story.
Oh, awesome. I didn't know we had any more.
This is actually going back to an older podcast I used to do from a website which I used to maintain called flashcube.org. I did podcasts there. The only difference between this one and that one is that one was awful.
Because it was all by yourself.
Well, mostly
you didn't have me because I'm awesome.
It was pretty much all by myself, and I hadn't really figured out how to do things like, you know, take show notes and come up with a plan of what I was going to say before I sort of head into an half-hour show. I figured that out now. And now things running a lot smoother. I also have a better co-host.
And also, it's a lot different when you do it by yourself. It's like you have to have a conversation by yourself.
Exactly. So this was this portion was recorded on a portable digital recorder that I've actually since lost. I have no idea where it is right now.
I know, and it was so cute.
It was small and stuff. And but anyways, this is a Shane again telling us a story. It's coming straight out of Newfoundland.
We're working this truck job.
Yeah.
Basically, instead of rolling out all the equipment by helicopter, we use trucks and just truck it to position, right?
Okay, yeah.
And so we're out in the middle of this field this one night, and at the beginning of the job, we have this huge safety orientation meeting.
Yeah.
And they tell us about all the hidden hazards, like electric fences in certain areas. This is farmland, so be careful of plowed ground, the whole bit, right?
Yeah.
So, one section was this guy breeds competition bulls.
No.
Okay, yeah.
They're longhorn, and they're bred specifically for their aggressive nature.
Yeah.
And he breeds them specifically for rodeos and whatnot. So, we're out there doing this truck job. I got a guy in the back of the truck throwing his gear off. Meanwhile, there's 3 people on foot, maybe behind me, 500 meters, right?
Yeah.
You know? And then all of a sudden, the whole ground starts fucking shaking. And it's dark. It's nighttime. So the whole ground starts shaking.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck? And all of a sudden, they come out of nowhere in the dark. And like, this truck is lit up.
Yeah.
And it's, I'd almost equate it to, like, say, an underwater, just the way it's lit up in the dark, right?
Okay.
We've got forward floodlights everywhere, right? So in the darkness, out on this open prairie land, you can't see anything except this little ball of light, right? So was sitting here, and all of a sudden the ground starts shaking. They come up, and they surround the fucking truck. Right? I'm like, what the fuck? Fuck are these bulls? So I get on the radio, and I'm like, Johnny, these bulls just keep on surrounding the truck. I think you should get back. He says, no, no, I'll be okay. And I'm like,
Johnny's the guy in the back.
Johnny's the guy in the back, laying his foot.
Oh, jeez.
Laying his feet on foot, right? So I'm like, I'm coming back to get you. Hurry up, jump in the truck now. I slam this thing in reverse and start backing up, right? No. And then hang on, the boss goes over the radio and he goes, Shane, what's going on? I don't know, man. These truck cows came up in the middle of nowhere. They ran past me like a freight train full of hate. Meanwhile, Johnny's back going, no, dude, I think we're okay. Next thing I know, I'm looking in the back, and I can see these two headlights. You see skull beams to work in the dark, and I see these skull beams go. They look around and start running towards the truck. Everybody jumps in, like, we're getting the fuck out of here.
Oh, God, that's good. That's good. Holy shit.
And then we go in that night.
Yeah.
Boss is like asking me, so what was going on? I said, I don't know, man. These cows came up and just kind of freaked us all out, right? They're really aggressive. Well, it was a good idea to get those guys out of there, right? You know, we could just pick it up there first thing tomorrow morning when it's fully light. Because what was that term you used? Oh, freight train full of hate. And the whole office just up where I was like, where do you come up with this stuff? Yeah.
All right. Maybe one of these days, it's actually Shane, who is sort of in and out of town. He comes into town every few weeks and is usually out of town for even more weeks. But we're going to hope to get him on the show one of these times when he's actually in town, and then we can actually have some live true Newfoundland stories. This one was from about 2 years ago.
Yeah, but it's funny.
It's still good. It still stands up. It was recorded Shane Mason and I were walking from our old apartment to go see a show playing at Broken City. Shane really wanted to see a performer called Thor. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of him. Basically, he's a...
I remember when you guys went there.
Yeah, there was a whole episode of the old Flash Cube podcast sort of centered around that entire evening. We went there. We saw the show. Thor was in this... 80s movie called Rock and Roll Nightmare, of which Shane had a VHS copy, and Thor signed that, and it was a good evening. And
he dresses up like
A Greek god, he's middle-aged now, and his hair is a lot shorter.
You know, the only reason why I know who Thor is from that 80s movie that Babysitters. One was a girl with like the super curly hair, and she's like babysitting those kids, and then one of the kids.
Adventures in Babysitting.
Yeah.
The one kid is obsessed with Thor.
And then, like, in the end of the movie, there's
some guy
that looks like Thor. Oh, I know who Thor is.
Some dude with like long blonde hair and
he's
carrying a big hammer or something like that.
Yeah.
Mason sent in this story. He emailed it to me. Cool. The other day.
Better
this
is, be good.
It is good. It ties in with what we're doing right now with the cleanse. Soy foods reduce sperm numbers.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know. I heard that. So, can you not eat any more?
Well, okay. Well, it's only one more day's worth, all right?
Okay, good.
A regular diet of even modest amount of food containing soy. I guess I kind of downed that whole liter of that soy.
Yeah,
thing.
I know. After you drank that, I was like, no, stop.
I killed those fuckers permanently. may have HALVE sperm concentration suggests scientists.
I'm confused. Can you start over again?
A regular diet of even modest amount of food containing soy may cut in half sperm concentrations, suggests scientists. The study published in the Journal of Human Reproduction found 41 million fewer sperm per milliliter. Wow, there's a lot. Of semen after just one portion every 2 days. Oh, man, I'm giving those fuckers a run for their money. Oh, man. hope they have a will to survive.
They do.
Well, they'll come back. They'll bounce back. They always do.
How do you know?
I don't know.
It's not like you can count them.
Yeah, I don't think I could ever count to 41 million in my lifetime. The author said plant estrogens in foods such as tofu, which we've had, soy mints or milk, which I've also had this morning, may interfere with hormonal signals. However, a UK expert stressed that most men in Asia eat more soy-based products with no fertility problems. Good point. Animal studies have suggested that large quantities of soy chemicals in foods that could affect fertility, but other studies looking at consumptions in humans have had contradictory findings. However, the study pointed out that soy consumption... Okay, I've already read that. What a bad article. Dr. Alan Pacey Sr.
Thanks, Mason.
Yeah, thanks, Mason. You know what?
We'll just read the title, and that just says everything.
Thanks for sending in the article, dumb fuck. Did you read things before you send them? Jesus. Anyways, I don't need no stupid article to get the gist of that. Basically,
basically it's saying that people, like dudes who are hippie vegetarians, can't have more babies.
So what's the problem with that?
I know. I don't see a problem with that.
It's a win-win situation, right?
Yeah.
Right? Good.
It's a good thing the cleanse only lasts for 7 days. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, if that's the case, here, I'll buy the next mixed dreadlock patchouli smelling guy a soy sandwich. Oh no, they don't eat bread. Sorry.
Oh no, they do.
Okay.
It's we can't eat bread.
Yeah, we can't eat bread. I was but so.
You can eat bread like they'll eat bread that doesn't have eggs in it or something.
Ugh, I don't even want to get into that. I was on my Rochelle and I are going on a camping trip next long weekend.
Yay! Oh, you sound so enthusiastic.
I haven't been camping since I was a kid. Since I was in Cub Scouts. So I know.
And
pardon me.
That was a long time ago.
That's when I was like, I don't know, 11, 10.
Yeah.
So that's a long time ago. I don't know. Like this campground. Like how campgroundy is it? Like there's bathrooms, right? Like plumbing? Can I flush toilets?
No.
There's plug-ins? Is there plug-ins, right?
No.
Oh god. Well, how do I plug in my iPod to listen to it?
You don't. You talk to people.
But I don't want to talk. I was at London.
If you don't want to talk to people, then you read.
I have to bring a lot of books. I was at London.
Are you saying you don't want to talk to my family?
I'm just saying that
you shouldn't say that.
I'm just saying that, you know, there's gonna be a certain point for quiet time.
Yeah, there always is. There's lots of quiet time. It's fun.
But you know, I'm just what I was doing. Anyways, I was up at London Drugs. I was searching for this add-on to my iPod, which
you know what would be a lot of fun?
What
if we ran around in the woods naked at night?
No, things will kill us.
No, there's nothing there.
No.
It's by Rocky Mountains. It's like, it's not in, like,
there's
mountains or
there's
anything.
Things in the woods with teeth and claws that will kill me.
No.
That's the exact same reason I don't go into any water which isn't tiled and chlorinated, all right? There's things in the water that I can't see that are swimming beneath my feet that will kill me and eat me.
You know what?
I'm not going...
You're such a pussy. I'm not a pussy. It's like you're the man in this relationship. You're more like the woman.
No, I just have a very strong survival instinct, all right?
No, you don't.
I want...
It's like if we actually had to, like, say if all electricity went down and we actually had to survive like people used to survive, I would probably be the one that would go hunting and you would stay
home. I would just... No.
And hide...
I would curl up in the ground and wait to die, all
right? Oh. So you don't have a survival instinct then?
To a degree, I do. I know how to get myself out of trouble, but if, like, you know, if trouble presents itself and there's really no way out of it, like, you know, being in woods with stuff that can kill me, I'll just wait for God to take me.
I can't believe I'm marrying you.
All right.
How are you gonna take care of me if you can't even fight a wild animal.
We just won't live anywhere where there's wild animals. It's just thinking proactively. It's not. It's thinking about the future.
I thought you were a man.
I am a man. I'm a man who doesn't like to get eaten by stuff. And I'm a man who doesn't like his big toe nibbled by trout.
You know, maybe you'll think differently once you fire guns on your birthday.
Yeah, that's something I'm looking forward to. I can't wait.
And you'll be a real man once you get a gun in your hand.
Can't wait. It's going to be so much fun.
I know. I'm going to go too, right?
Yeah, of course you're going to go.
Yeah.
Right. We got to check it out. We got to make some sort of. We got to find out the pricing and see how much that is.
Do you want me to do that?
If you wouldn't mind, like, see if there's anything like a group rate.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how many friends I have left, but I'm sure.
That sounds really bad. Other people are going to think that your friends just don't like you anymore, but. They just moved away. Toronto keeps on taking all of our friends away.
Yeah, the East
the
Coast.
T-dot.
The East Coast, whether it be New York or Toronto, keeps on taking
or people. Montreal.
Or Montreal just keeps on taking people away. Why?
I can see the appeal. It's a nice city. There's more to do there.
Yeah, but just.
There's too many people.
Yeah, there's too many people. Yeah. Calgary's where it's at, really.
Yeah, whatever.
We have the Stampede.
If I was going to move, if you could move anywhere in the whole entire world, where would you move?
Las Vegas, probably.
Why?
I don't know, because I like it lots. It's fine.
You've only been there once.
I know, that was enough to have enough of an impression on me.
Have you ever been to Montreal?
Yeah, I've been to Montreal lots. I was born in Montreal.
I know, but you were really little then.
I went back 10 years ago.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I really liked it.
Have you ever been to Toronto?
Really, no. Like,
yeah.
I stopped over, but that's not really
being you need in. To see all these places before you say.
I don't know. So camping.
You know what? Amsterdam is actually even better than Las Vegas. Because you can do everything there. Like Las Vegas. But it's not as stupid.
Does it have
Not as many stupid people there.
Does it have large flashing lights and blinking things that just all the time? Does it have this? Does it have...
No, but if you're everything looks like it's large and flashing.
Does it have poker tables hosted by third-rate celebrity impersonators? To ask who they're impersonating?
No.
Some frumpy old woman. I asked her who she was. She just looked like this dumpy old middle-aged lady. I guess she's supposed to be Stevie Nicks. No, yeah, I'm serious. Does Amsterdam have that?
I don't even know what Stevie Nicks looks like.
Looks like that bag of garbage we have in the kitchen.
Oh, that's disgusting. It
smells like that, too, if we open up the top.
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's gross. That's one thing about doing this cleanse. We eat so many fruits and vegetables. Our garbage stinks. After the first day of putting in a clean bag. It's so gross, because it's all fruit and vegetable.
I don't know, it just rots.
Peels and stuff.
Yeah.
Ew. Anyway, no, but there's lots of stuff in Amsterdam that's fun.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go there. I have a passport now, so I really have no excuse not to.
Yeah, we're going to go there for...
Honeymoon. Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah, it'd be fun. Angry man shoots lawnmower for not starting. I don't blame him.
That was a nice transition, by the way.
I'm not really about the... there's no segues.
You just jump right in.
There's no segues here. It just goes.
Okay, go.
Angry man shoots lawnmower for not starting. I don't blame him, but if you've ever tried to start a lawnmower and it just doesn't start,
you get pissed off.
You get pissed off and you kick. I've kicked a lawnmower for
so
not
what
starting.
What did he do? He shot it.
Again, I don't blame him. A Milwaukee man was accused of shooting his lawnmower because it wouldn't start. Keith Wolandowski, 56, was charged with felony possession of a short-barreled shotgun or rifle or a misdemeanor misdemeanor disorderly conduct while armed. According to the criminal complaint, Wolandowski said he was angry because his lawn boy wouldn't start Wednesday morning. He told police, "I can't do that. It's my lawnmower in my yard." so I can shoot it if I want. He does have a point. If it's his yard,
yeah,
and he's shooting at his lawnmower, and he's not, like, shooting at somebody.
Is this in Canada?
This is in the States.
Everybody shoots everything in the States.
I'd shoot my lawnmower, and I'd buy a new one. A woman who lives at Wolandowski's house reported the incident. She said he was intoxicated. All right, so he's mowing his lawn drunk. Big deal. He could face up to an $11,000 fine and 6 years and 3 months in prison and convicted.
6 years?
That's pretty harsh.
What did they say he was arrested for?
Something's... What's bleeping?
That's my phone.
Oh, okay. He was charged with felony possession. So, first of all, he was shooting it with a gun he wasn't... It's illegal to own, right?
Oh, because you have to have a license.
No, because it's a short... Like a sawed-off shotgun, basically. And misdemeanor disorderly conduct while armed. But 6 years and 3 months is pretty harsh. Like, he must have... unless he has some sort of prior history, that's
a lot.
That's like bringing the hammer down.
Like, you just say, like, I would just think like a couple months or something.
Couple months, fine. Community service. Don't do that again.
Slap on the wrist.
There you go. Well, all right. Called to his home when answered Friday morning. So,
man, I'd be so pissed off. Like if a neighbor actually phoned the police.
Yeah, like what the fuck?
For something like that.
She could just say...
No, it said that she actually lived with him.
Yeah, right? I guess it's a...
like a roommate.
Roommate or whatever, right?
That's just so mean.
It's like, you don't go, hey,
cut it out with the... up and stop
cut it
shooting.
Out with a rifle and yeah. So have a cup of coffee and sober up. You know, you can always cut it later.
Yeah.
Jeez, what is... Yeah, you know what?
That's like...
I'm
like
pissed off.
Tattletailing, but even worse.
Yeah, I'm more pissed off at the roommate for opening her big fucking mouth.
Yeah, me too.
Like, you know, he was doing something stupid, granted, but come on. All
everybody
you gotta do is...
Everybody does stupid shit every once in a while, and that doesn't mean that you have to call the cops on
them. You just go, hey, you with the gun, cut it out. You don't need to shoot it.
Well, I would probably just, like, leave him and just ignore him.
Mm-hmm.
Let him sort his own shit out, and after he realizes that shooting the lawnmower is not really going to make it work again, he'll figure it out.
It's like, oh, wait, I shot this lawnmower. Now I guess it's really not ever going to start.
Yeah.
It's like, all right.
What a bitch.
Stupid bitch. Way to go, dummy.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
I hate tattletailers.
Tattletailers suck. All right, we're going to go to another compelling... Another
Dear
compelling chapter in the sordid pre-teenage diary of Rochelle called Dear Chantel. And names
I think
have.
I mostly write to Chantel.
Oh, to Chantel. Names have been changed to protect the innocent and guilty. Go for
yes,
it.
But I did call my diary Chantel. That name.
That's for real because it's.
Because it's not a real person.
Mm-hmm.
But names of people have been changed.
Yeah.
Okay. To Chantel, February 4th. I am assuming it is still 1991.
Yep.
Is that right? 1991. Okay. Hi, how's everything going? I know I haven't written in a long time. Not really much to talk about, though. Actually, there is one thing. Friendship problems are going on and off.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Yeah, all that friendship drama. Friday, February 1st, 1991 was a great day. Not friendship way, though.
I'll go back to pictures.
I know. I'll go back to the pictures. I hung around these three guys. I'm not going to say their names. It's just a pain in the butt. And Cindy and Kim and... Cindy and Kim and Tanya hung around these other two guys. Tanya pisses me off. She flirts like heck. And that's underlined with my special triangle exclamation.
And you actually wrote heck?
I actually wrote heck. Mm. She with everybody. These three girls are also a lot of trouble. They act so immature. Right now, I kind of like boys and kind of not. When you hear about all those guys abuse... Oh, this is me getting really in depth. Like, my... You know, this is, like, serious talk.
All right, I'll leave it to you if you want to read it or not. It's pretty serious.
It's kind of cute. All right. When you hear about all those guys who abuse their wives, you get kind of scared to even go outside. War has still been going on. Saddam Hussein thinks this is a religious war and believes God is on his side. I believe God thinks we're crazy. I hope the war doesn't turn into World War III. Bye, Chantel.
Bye, Chantel. Religious wars.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, religious wars, crazy. Okay, so I...
Wow, it's
kind of cute. Like, it's like the 11-year-old perspective
on world affairs. Like, all right.
Okay, I don't know what the hell. I don't know why I drew this. I drew VIP is cool, babe. Yeah.
And then you looks like a picture of the young boy from the cartoon Foxtrot.
Yeah, I really liked Foxtrot.
Okay,
it's funny.
And realized the cartoon existed that early on.
Yeah, I guess it did.
Okay. Dear Chantel, the world really sucks. Dear Chantel, here are my views on foreign affairs. Blah, blah, blah. I don't understand why this happens and that happens and this happens and that happens.
No, you think that's cute, though?
It's cute because it's just...
It's so naive.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, I didn't... Because I didn't really have an interest in watching the news. I just probably, you know, watched it with my parents or something.
Yeah, and they probably sort of said something else. And
yeah.
All right.
Okay. To Chantel, Friday, March 2nd, 1991. Hi. Matt is so, like, lots and lots of O's, cute, but his attitude sucks shit.
So it seems like every time there's an entry, there's a different boy that you're obsessed with.
I know.
Totally. There's Matt, and then there's the other guy, and then the other guy. So, but, okay, so he's so...
Yeah, there's Matt, and then there's Chris, and then there's Brad. Those were, like, the three guys.
Yeah.
And then Dick, who I wrote letters to.
Sure.
Okay. But his attitude sucks shit. He's such a cute little... And then I wrote... Like, one of those squiggly circles, exclamation mark, and then a squiggly triangle, and then number sign, which means...
Cute little fuck?
Yeah.
All right.
No, I haven't written Dick yet. I never have enough time. Today I was thinking about... I didn't come up with a name for her. Oh, okay. Today I was thinking about Lori and Maggie and how much they ate on Thursday. Crackers after crackers. We photocopied our faces and put an Archie comic, adventures book, a Looney book, pictures, and a tape with Vanilla Ice and us talking. Friendship bracelets, peace earrings, and other 1991 objects. So when we're 16, we'll open it and see what happened at age 11 of our lives.
Did you ever open those?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
Nifty, hey?
Nifty?
Yeah.
All right.
And so what I ended up doing, like, our plan was that we put everything in a shoebox. And then our plan was that we were going to bury it in the ground somewhere. And then when we were 16, we were going to all get out of the ground and open it up and then look at what we put in there.
So like a 5-year time capsule, basically.
Yeah, a time capsule. And I can't remember, like, they came over to my place, and I can't remember if I was supposed to, like, bury it or if we were going to do it together. Okay. And so it just kind of, the box ended up being in my closet, and...
What, it got thrown out?
No, and then I just, you know, forgot about it, and I can't remember. And then I wanted to wear the earrings that I put in it or something. Like, I remember taking...
All right.
So stupid. But I remember taking stuff out of it. I'm like, I kind of don't want to put that in there.
Yeah.
Like, what was I thinking? But I think I still have the stuff because I ended up, like, I have a box of stuff that I wanted to keep. Like, it has, like, I don't know, like, things that I drew, projects that I did, stories I wrote, all that kind of stuff. So I think some of that stuff is in there. Yeah.
We'll have to check the photocopy,
like... faces that we did, they're really blacked out. Like, you can't really see them that well. So I don't think I stopped there.
What's another drawing? What's it say?
It says, peace. The war stopped. And then this really fancy peace sign. Do you remember when the whole peace sign thing was, like, really in 1991?
Yeah, like early 90s.
Yeah.
It was a big thing. Like, it's sort of a... is sort of a holdover from the big sort of rave thing going on in the early 90s. Late 80s, early 90s. Yeah, they wore peace symbols and happy faces and all sorts of bullshit.
I can't remember.
I'm sure it...
Yeah, it was just... I don't know. I don't know why it was huge, because it's not like hippie clothing was in style.
No, it was just like this kind of like...
Just the sign.
Yeah, it's just sign. You know, that's the way it goes.
Yeah. More?
Yeah, let's do it more.
Okay. I just wrote news. My little sister learned how to walk, hug, fake cry. I didn't think she was crying for real. And steal chips.
Oh.
Yeah.
And now your little sister knows how to drink and go out on weekends.
I know, that's so weird.
Yep.
I don't know, should I read a little bit more?
If you want to, it's up to you. We'll read one more and then we'll do something else.
Okay. Now I started putting dates in, which I guess because I always kept on forgetting to put dates
in. Okay, so this is...
So now I'm trying to be better with putting dates in.
All right.
Okay. Dear Chantel, hello, boy, tons of things have happened since the other night I wrote. I doubt I'll ever forget that night. Seriously, my parents need help. I got into a huge fight with my parents. I'm not going to read that part because it's not very nice to them.
Yeah. And stuff happened.
I still love, what did I call him? Matt. He's so cute.
Is he so cute or is he so cute?
No, this is just cute.
All right.
He's so cute. And Chris seemed to change. I have love fever at age 12.
Love fever? I have gun fever.
Well, I write about my women things in here too, so I'm not going to read that.
All right.
Dear Chantal, July 4th, 1991. Right now, I'm in Calgary because I grew up in Edmonton.
Yeah.
At my cousin's place.
Oh, you're at ours?
What should I call her?
R?
Yeah.
Right.
What should I call her?
I don't know.
Okay.
Let's call her R for now.
Rebecca.
Sure.
Rebecca and I have shared parts of our diary to each other. Yes, and private stuff too. Private stuff like in a diary, not private. Parts. That's gross.
Yeah, okay. Kissing cousins.
We'll just
all right.
Say no, okay. She loves guys and she's kissed two guys two times on the cheek. I'm so frigid. I haven't even done that yet. Holy shoot.
Holy shoot?
Yeah. I'm trying to cut down on my swearing. On July 3rd, we went swimming. Actually, we morally suntanned. I think that's what I meant to say. We mostly suntanned, although it didn't help. We were with two other girls. One of them was, I don't even know who this person is, Leah, and the other one is, what should I call her? Heather.
Heather, right.
Heather. We called Heather Debbie all day. Whenever we mean to talk about Heather, we say Debbie instead. Example.
Example.
Don't you think Debbie's a bitch?
Oh, this was like code.
Yeah.
All right.
It's just really not. Like, that's pretty...
It's pretty bad.
Obvious, yeah.
So don't you think...
And then the other person would say, yeah, Debbie's such a suck-up.
Oh, man.
When we are really talking about Heather. I hate Heather. She reminds me so much of this other girl, the miniaturized slut of the year.
Aww.
Last night, me and Rebecca slept in the playhouse, or you can call it a fort. They built it all by themselves with windows and a closing door. I went to the bathroom that night because Rebecca said the door was open, and I came to the door. It was locked, and Trixie, their dog, barked so much that it woke my aunt up. Well, I felt really bad for woken her up, but I had to go to the bathroom. We got the key for the house so we wouldn't have to wake anyone up when we went to the bathroom, although I woke up my uncle the next time I went to the bathroom. Well, that's all. Only Rebecca likes these two guys, Willie and Larry, as friends. Well, let's just see if she likes all guys as friends. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. And then I drew a picture of their dog.
It says, "Our's dog."
Rebecca's dog, Trixie.
July 7. All right.
She was cute. She was like a little Jack Russell. But after that show Frasier went on air, it's everybody had a Jack Russell.
Yeah.
And I think they had it before that show happened. But fuck, those dogs bark a lot. I would never get one.
So we
They're not very smart.
Those dogs, they just do dog things like shit. And
oh, and this dog would hump everything. Like, Robin's little...
Whatever. She'll probably be on the show at one point anyway.
Well, she's probably listening to it anyway. So anyway, so she had all these like little stuffed animals and stuff, and her mom would give the dog her old stuffed animals that she played with when she was little.
These little puppy sex dolls.
Yeah. And she would carry like these stuffed animals in her mouth and then put it on the ground and then just like start humping it and go for it. And then you'd look at her and you'd be like, you wouldn't even have to say anything, and she would look up at you, and she'd stop, and she'd look super guilty.
And then just go for it.
And then the minute you turned your head, she would start doing it again.
So bad.
And she was, like, neutered and everything, too.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You think that would calm the dog down?
Yeah.
We got another submission for a bad pickup line on the forum.
Oh, cool. Okay.
From new forum member Broseph. Their submission, his or her, I'm not sure. Do you have a mirror in your pocket? To which the person responds, "No, why?" And you would say back, "Because I can totally see myself in your pants." Nice. I've been totally wanting to use that rim shot for the whole episode.
I like those noises.
All right. Yeah, we need more of that.
Yeah, I don't know. That's pretty bad. But it's not like super dirty like the other one that was written on that.
Yeah, the other one I can say.
Did we ever say that one that one of my clients, the what was it? How did it go again? The one where...
Do you want to go to a naked party?
No, we said that one.
I don't know.
The one... Where they say... Are you Italian or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Did you say that one?
Yeah, we said that one last time. Do you have an Italian in you? No, I don't. Would you? Ooh. All right, enough of that. It's funny. I've been really wanting to use a rim shot for the last...
A what?
One of these.
What's it called?
Rim shot.
Oh.
Not a... Okay. Not what you're thinking.
What am I thinking?
The other thing. So it actually downloaded two. We're going to take a vote. Which one do you prefer, rim shot number one or rim shot number two? I like number one.
Oh, number one is so much better.
Number two is just like...
Yeah, it's just like...
All right.
It's too quick.
Yeah. All right. So I'll pull those out when every once in a while.
So because we're talking about pickup lines and stuff, I think that, you should tell the story about like the pickup line that you used on me.
I don't really even think it was a pickup line. It was more like,
well, I mean, we got really drunk first. So.
Yeah. I think I know what I said. Yeah. I think it was something like, so do you want to make out or what?
Yeah.
I think it's the what part, which pretty much sealed the deal.
Yeah, and also I was really drunk.
Yeah. And that's been 3 years, and it obviously did.
So that's actually not a bad one, but just because we're talking about pickup lines, like people are, like some of my clients have been asking me what, like how we met.
It's like, let's see, well, I was drunk, he was drunk, we went to a few parties...
Yeah, and it's mostly, like, I probably wouldn't have met you if it wasn't for our friend.
Yeah, I'll tell the exact story. It works out like this. A friend of mine was... Actually, no, he... It had not happened yet, but this is prior to him getting divorced. I won't say his name unless he actually wants me to say his name. But anyways, his then wife was hanging around this guy who turned out later to be the guy that she cheated on him with.
No, she never cheated.
Whatever. Anyway, she was hanging out with this guy, and he was. She went to some sort of thing, and he was there by himself, hanging out on a. I think it was a Saturday night.
Yeah.
And they can't hear you if you're in the kitchen. And so I was at my place, and I decided, well, I'm not going to let him hang out by himself. You know, sitting at home moping on a Saturday night, because it's, you know, Saturday, and, you know, you should be going out and having a good time like everybody else. So I went down to his place, sorted him out because he looked like a bit of a mess, and
which means
I made him put on clothes other than like a shirt and t-shirt and jeans, and then I sorted out his hair.
And you flat
ironed. I flat ironed his hair with his wife's flat iron.
It looked so good.
Looked so good. And then we decided that we were just going to have a sort of an informal pub crawl. And then we went to a few places. And a few places after that. And a few places after that. And then we had bumped into Rochelle, which Joel knew. I think I'd met your acquaintance once before, just briefly.
Yeah, but I didn't really care because I had a camera.
Yeah.
The first time I met you, and I was just... like way too into taking pictures.
Yeah. And then we brought Rochelle along for the ride, and I guess it was that.
Yep.
All right, not
I sure. think like the thing that made me like you though is when I dared you to lick the hot sauce off my pizza and you did it.
I'll do that sober. It's Frank's hot sauce.
I know, but still.
No.
I like that.
Frank's hot sauce is good on
it. Yeah, but it's hot. It's still hot.
No, Frank's hot sauce is... it's not like the hottest hot sauce, but it's really flavorful, and that's why I like it so much.
Yeah.
Anybody can attest to how good that stuff is.
Yeah, it's good, but I would never lick it off the pizza.
Whatever.
Like, it would still, like, burn my mouth.
It's not that hot. It's really tasty, but it's not, like, super, super hot.
I think it's hot.
It's not, like, wasabi hot.
That's a different hot, though. That's not the same kind of hot.
Still...
Right. That's a hot that kicks you in the ass like 5 minutes after you've eaten it.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so one final news story.
Can I read it?
Yeah, go for it.
Bloomington.
I allow you to read the news story.
Thank you. You're so kind.
All right.
A Minnesota high school teacher has lasted 20 hours on a carnival ride to win the Ride the Tide Challenge at the Mall of America. West Edmonton Mall is better.
Yeah.
Anyway. Jim Salava, 40, of Oakdale, was declared the winner at the Nickelodeon Universe theme park when his final opponent stepped down at 2:35 a.m. Tuesday. Salava was among 10 riders who boarded the Avatar Airbender at 6:30 a.m. Monday. The pool dwindled to 3 riders just 3 hours into the competition. Oh my goodness. 3 hours on a ride?
3 hours on like a roller coaster.
Oh. That's so stupid.
That went 20 hours on the same ride.
That's insane. The Avatar Airbender averages 43 miles per hour and reaches the heights of 70 feet. That's pretty fast.
Yeah, it's pretty,
Other than bathroom and meal breaks, oh my goodness, I would take so long in the bathroom. And meal breaks, contestants remained on the ride at all times, even to sleep.
For 20 hours.
Fuck off. How can you sleep on that?
Yeah, you're just gonna get used to it, right?
Ugh, I couldn't even sleep on that. Anyway. The top prize includes a family cruise, $1,000 spending cash, and a lifetime pass to the theme park. Like, you're going to want to go there again.
So, yeah, so you got a cruise in it.
Just in case, for the rest of your life, you want to go on this ride again, you can.
So that's it? That's all you got? $1,000 and a cruise? For 20?
A cruise, $1,000, and a lifetime. That's so... I would not do that.
That's not worth it. Like, no. You know, come on. If somebody's going to be spending like 20 hours straight, with the exception of breaks and whatnot, on a roller coaster, don't be so cheap. Come on.
Yeah.
$1,000 in a cruise and a lifetime pass.
Big. It's like a cruise. How much does a cruise normally cost? It's like.
It could be like a sort of cheapy cruise, right? Like.
Yeah, it could be $2,000.
Still. Come on, guys. You can do better than that. It's that 20 hours
lame.
On a.
Lame.
20,
lame.
20 hours on a roller.
And $1,000 in cash or spending money? That's like nothing.
Yeah, especially if he has a family. That's like.
Fuck. That's like, you know, that could be gone in like 2 days.
Exactly. Jeez. Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, he was a sucker for doing it.
Well, you don't want it to be.
I guess it probably, like.
Yeah, but we're the suckers for reading his name, right? You know.
No,
his name is.
I'm not a sucker. You can be, but I'm
I was
not.
A sucker. Printed it out because I thought it was an interesting news story.
Well, it is interesting, but I think like anytime when you do something like that, you get so, I guess, like the whole competitive thing kicks in, right? Like maybe he didn't intend on going on for that long, but
I don't know. Can you do anything for like really long time that none of your friends can do?
Sleep.
Yeah, that's right. Is there records for that? Should we call Guinness? Because you could totally win that.
I totally could. You know why? I think the reason why I like
sleeping so much. The thing is, they wouldn't even wake you up for the word. They just kind of tuck it under your arm. And then you just kind of like pull the covers over your head and like that you'd wake up in like another 20 hours. Exactly.
Whatever.
Well, I don't know. It's something you're good at. You should be proud.
I think it's the reason why I like sleeping so much is because I have really good dreams.
Really?
Yeah. Like, do you remember your dreams?
Not often. Like, my most vivid dreams are right in the morning, but as soon as I wake up, they fade from memory.
Hmm.
Yeah. Not very often. Like, I know I was dreaming about something this morning.
You can't remember? I like it when, you know, when I wake up in the morning, I'm like half awake, and then I tell you what my dream is, and then when I wake up, I can't even remember what it was.
Yeah.
Like, I think the funniest dream that I had was when I dreamt that you had, like, computer wires growing out of your head instead of hair.
Oh, that'd be cool. Reminds me of.
And I think the reason why I was dreaming that is because I was like, oh, he's on the computer so much. And then I started dreaming that you basically were turning into a computer. And then, you know how I like tweezing hairs out of your face and out of your beard?
Why do you do that? That hurts so much.
I know, but it's fun. I don't know why. It's just fun.
No, who's it fun for?
For me.
Yeah, not for me. That hurts like so much.
I know. I'm sorry. But it's just fun.
Don't.
I don't do it anymore.
All right, good.
Sometimes I do it for your eyebrows, like the random, like, weird hairs that stick straight out of your head.
Yeah, well, that's because I need to, because I have...
Yeah.
Because I have the early onset of old man eyebrows.
Yeah.
And, you know, not to sound, you know...
Whatever, you like, you like popping zits.
Yeah, but that's because it's like the human equivalent of bubble wrap. I find it... I don't think there's anything wrong with doing that.
I know, but that hurts when you do that to me.
Only the bad ones.
Yeah, but it still hurts.
If they're ready to go, they shouldn't hurt anybody. If like they're basically
Still hurts.
But like the really bad ones that are like right under the skin, I don't touch those because I know how much those hurt.
Yeah.
Those ones are the worst.
Anyway, so in the dream, you had wires growing out of your head, and then I was tweezing them out with tweezers.
Okay.
Weird.
Here.
What does that mean? I don't know.
It means, Eric, get off the fucking computer.
Yeah, probably. We don't need a dream book for that one.
No. Don't need to figure that one out.
Yeah.
So this time next week, I'm not going to be anywhere near any sort of civilization. I could be dead. Next week.
No, the Rocky Mountain House is really close to where we're staying. Like, you could walk there if you had to. I've biked there.
Oh, like, how far is it from where we're at?
It's like a 5-minute drive.
Oh, fuck yeah, I could walk there easy.
Well, 10 minutes, maybe.
I could walk there.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe I won't.
It's actually fun. Like, maybe we should do that. We can walk in. Because it's so funny going to these small towns because they have one, like every town and every city kind of has like one road that is, you know, the strip where everybody goes. And in Rocky Mountain House, the strip is so short. It's like 5 blocks. And there's nothing really fantastic on it. There's, you know, there's like a sand store and there's a few coffee shops, but the coffee shops are like pizza restaurants as well as coffee places you can drink coffee.
Oh, they have pizza there?
Well, of course they do.
I'm sorry, people
live there.
No, like, I'm just getting excited because I haven't had any bread in an entire week.
Yeah, I know. I'm really excited to eat bread. And then there's like a bowling place there, and there's a couple different clothing stores. I don't know. It's fun.
What about the...
And then you see all these like dudes in trucks like cruising up and down the strip. There's like nothing there.
Where am I going to... where am I going to shower?
You're not.
No. Seriously, though. Where am I going to shower?
Sometimes we drive to this other campground that's just across, like, the big highway.
Yeah.
And we just go in there and shower.
Oh, good.
And I think you need loonies for that shower.
Whatever, I'll take all the loonies I need.
Yeah, like, you could even walk there if you wanted to. It's not that far.
Okay, I'll probably do that because...
Yeah, but we usually, like, we don't go every single day. Because you're camping, you stink anyway.
I want to be the lone.
If you smell really good, the mosquitoes attack you more.
Oh, this is a lose-lose situation. I'm not gonna.
Never, just be drunk the whole time, then you'll weigh you.
Yeah, I need to get a hat. I'll have to wear a hat then.
You do have a hat, that green one.
Oh, like a camping hat thing, like one of those camping.
You should get like one of those hats that. They're like safari hats, and then you can hang mesh from it, and it will surround your whole body.
Can I get a beekeeper's outfit?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
No, because that will keep the mosquitoes away, right?
Yeah.
Or hazmat suit.
What's that?
Like, you know, like the big radioactive suits.
That's stupid. That
will, it's stupid, but it's going to keep the fucking mosquitoes away.
Yeah.
Yeah, you laugh. Yeah, laugh. Laugh. Who's going to have the mosquito bites, and who's going to... No. Anyways.
It's not, like, but it's not like you don't go outside here. It's really not that bad.
But I think we should take this thing along so we could record at least one episode live from the woods.
You can't just point at something and say this thing because people who are listening don't know what you're talking
about. This microphone, I have a portable microphone, which I bought recently, a Zoom H2 for the more technically inclined. We're going to be, I would like to take it in the woods because it's battery powered. And we'll try and record a show there.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
And we'll see how it goes. And then we'll post it up as soon as we get back. I would immediately seeing as we're going to be somewhere without internet access, I don't know how I'm going to do that for 5 days. We'll have to put it...
See, camping is good because it makes you realize how dependent you are on modern technologies.
I'll figure it out a way. I get the internet on my cell phone.
Oh my goodness.
There's going to be cell phone signal out there, right?
I'm going to kick you in the...
Balls, all right. You've been listening to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric. Her name is Rochelle. You can send us an email, info@tiptaptip.com. You can write in the forums, tiptaptip.com/forum, and tell us to not, and tell Rochelle to not kick me in the balls. You can send us a few dollars at tiptaptip.com/donate. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle. Goodbye.
And don't kick me in the balls.
I will.
I said don't kick.